And now, time for this week's edition of Ranching Issues. Here's Neil Roberts.
Welcome to another edition of Ranching Issues. Joining us this week is NDSU Livestock Management Specialist Lacey Quayle from the North Central Research Extension Center. And Lacey, lots of bull sales going on around the region recently and are coming around the corner. Let's talk about the purchase of that bull and getting it home acclimated to your herd. I know you have some important advice.
Oftentimes, bulls are fed a high-energy diet to reach their genetic potential, right? So we can make sure that they're expressing up to their genetic potential as yearlings. And research would say that buyers actually prioritize those growth traits over feed efficiency. But we know that overconditioning of a bull impacts fertility, and that 45% of bulls that are considered overconditioned actually do not pass a breeding soundness exam. And that's typically due to more secondary defects and a decreased motility compared to bulls that are at a proper body condition.
All right, good stuff. We'll have more on overconditioning of your bulls when we come back.
Experience your island-inspired home away from home at Compass by Margaritaville Hotel Naples, an all-suite paradise capturing the essence of laid-back luxury. Perfect for sun-seeking adventurers who love to check in and chill out. Enjoy unmatched convenience and comfort along with deluxe amenities. Immerse yourself in the Margaritaville state of mind and step into your Southwest Floridian escape at Compass Hotel Naples, your perfect retreat. Visit MargaritavilleResorts.com.
It's easy to put off saving for retirement, but it can be even easier than you think to start. And once you do, you can feel more confident about your future. As a financial professional of Thrivent, let me help you define your financial goals and take realistic steps to help you reach them. It comes down to making choices about your money that match your values, because even small steps can get you where you want to go. Contact me, financial associate Andy Laris, at 701-509-5794.
Talking management of your new bulls and overconditioning today with Lacey Quayle. And Lacey, give us another tip on maybe what not to do.
We talked before about how overconditioned bulls are more likely to not pass a BSE. And that's typically an impact of thermoregulation of the testes. As fat deposits around the scrotum, the bull is not able to thermoregulate and will have sperm defects. And basically, as back fat increases and as condition increases, the failure to breed actually increases. So overconditioned bulls end up getting fewer cows pregnant.
All right, good stuff, Lacey. And that brings this report to a close. If you missed one, check us on the website, ranchingissues.com. Until next time, I'm Neil Roberts.
You've been listening to Ranching Issues, brought to you in part by Andy and Teal Laris, your Thrivent advisors in Minot, by Compass by Margaritaville Hotel Naples, and by Bremer Bank. Contact Bremer for all of your ag banking needs.